all come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hi.
And Morgan.
Hi.
And Todd.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hi.
And today we're going to be continuing our WW101 tour through Animal Kingdom. So everybody excited about that?
Yeah!
Go see the animals.
Let's go for it.
Before we start our tour, let's go through some news. So I'll take the first topic, which is pretty major news, is the Magic Kingdom is now wet.
And I'm not talking Splash about Mountain.
Rain from Splash Mountain, but from serving alcohol in Be Our Guest restaurant. I thought this was probably going to come sooner or later, but it kind of takes a little bit away from the Magic Kingdom, don't you think? Or what is your thoughts on it?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's, I guess, one of the last holdouts of serving alcohol at the parks, being, you know, the lack of alcohol out there. But we'll see, you know, somebody comes out of the restaurant and plows over kids or lands on a kid stumbles off the sidewalk, and we'll see what happens.
Takes a swim in Small World.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, that all happens already. You see the kids playing in the fountains.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I don't know if it would, you know, what about the strategic placement of that restaurant in comparison to all the things that go spinning around and around? Do you think that's kind of a bad idea?
That's a really bad idea.
I mean, could be. I'm back in Fantasyland, that's where that's the primary hub for kids area.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just hope somebody doesn't walk out there and pop on the teacups.
Yeah, that would be really, really bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, I mean,
well, if they do get out on the teacups, and they can go spin on the teacups, go spin on Dumbo, get sick, and go to Casey Jr. Splash Place and wash themselves off, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as long as they keep it confined within the restaurant, you know, I think that's the intention. I don't think it's going to be to have a walk-up, or anybody can, you know, walk up and get alcohol from the outside. I think it's... The intent right now, as I understand it, is to be, you know, only be served in within the confines of the restaurant itself. So.
Do you ever think that it's going to get to a point where they will just have it out, like kind of like an Epcot thing?
I don't think it ever will get to that point. Hope not.
I think it's
just way too many kids going on, and I think there's too much liability, and I think that would really could potentially even give them a black eye. So.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you think of, you know, Disney World, it's family based, and that's icon of, like I said, of the Disney World and Disneyland as well is, you know, the Magic Kingdom.
Can you imagine being on some of these rides with people that are completely tipsy now? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting to see. So the next news story, anybody want to take that?
I have something. Cali Rapids in the Animal Kingdom is going to start offering free lockers while you're on that ride because you get really wet. They have a storage in the center of the ride, but I think that your stuff still kind of gets wet.
Well, there's probably not enough for everybody's stuff, too.
Right.
So. Especially when people bring those big backpacks.
Yeah, and did you ever put anything down in the center of it and it still got wet? Like, I put stuff down in the little center hole before and it's gotten a little bit wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've only ridden it once.
You ain't missing much.
And me and her got soaked.
Yeah. So, anything else other than that? Anybody else got any news?
Circus Olay, La Nuba, they're increasing their prices to about $6 more.
Oh, I thought you meant $6 total, and I thought that'd be worth it.
No. Okay. It's a really good show to see. I wouldn't go see it every single time I went, but it is a really good show to see. All kinds of. I like the more artsy stuff, like the plays and that kind of stuff, more than Todd does, so I guess that's why I enjoyed it more, but it is a good show.
We've never seen it. But either way, $6 isn't a whole lot.
No, it's not bad. And any seat in the place is a good seat.
Yeah, there's not a bad seat in there, but you know, you're still paying, you know, $100 or plus for a show.
Yeah.
So if you can spend $100 on something, would you? I don't know if I'd spend it on something besides Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing it once.
I mean, if it's your first trip, you know, definitely skip it. It's not worth doing that.
We didn't go see it till we'd gone several times.
But if you're looking for something to do, something different you've never done before, or you're having a date night or something, you know, go out and, you know, check it out. It's over in downtown Disney area, so it's a good option to think about.
The clowns kind of creep me out, so if it's a date night, then I wouldn't want to look like too much of a sissy in front of Becky.
There are clowns involved in the show.
Are you going to going to cry?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that. Make sure I'm with you.
You girls are just mean. That's probably what you're going to dress up at the Halloween party now is clowns.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's not a good idea.
Clowns are pretty creepy.
All right, anything else in there? Oh, sorry.
You can't even tell if they're smiling or not.
So confusing.
That's why
it's
creepy.
Well, not really, but...
All right, anything else in news?
Well, like news still starts trickling out every week about the new Fantasyland expansion. You know, there's been some things coming out about to be our guest restaurant. So menus coming out, pictures of food and things of that nature. So that was continuing to news come out toward the end of the year until that gets open. You know, seen some moves, remove some of the walls, so it's slowly opening up a little bit. You can see some of the walls of the castle.
Those look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of got an idea of what the design is going to be like now. Now, the pictures of the food, you guys saw those too, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. Desserts are good.
Desserts look really good.
But interesting to see, you know, what the full menus get out for, you know, the counter service portion and the change over to the sit-down service.
I think the pictures that we saw, though, were kind of highfalutin, rootin' tootin' type food, though. I mean, it didn't look like they had ratatouille and mussels and some kind of steak
salmon.
With fries and salmon. Yeah. Do you think that's too much highbrow stuff in the park?
I'd have to see the rest of their menu because you have to have something that even, I know they have a kids menu, but if you, like say you're doing the dining plan and your child's 11, they have to order off the adult menu. You would want something that they would enjoy.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily going to enjoy that steak with garlic butter on it.
Yeah. Or the sausage with cheese with the small little onions on it too, right?
Yeah. But it does, I guess, fill a void for that park, for some of the, you know, upscale food, if you will. Mm-hmm. You get, you know, some of the other restaurants, more, you know, pizza, burgers, and even, you know, Liberty Tree has, you know, pot roast
more
and things like
that. Home cooking.
Well, yeah, more home cooking kind of dishes. So this is more, you know, like I said, steak, salmon, more, a little more higher end. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll give it a try. I think it's, you know, still scheduled to open, you know, late in the year. So I know they are taking reservations right now. So if you've got a trip at the, you know, toward the end of the year, early next year, you can go ahead and call and make your reservations. So
I was looking on Twitter. Did you see the Twitter feed that one day for us that people were trying to get in reservations for Be Our Guest restaurant? They're having a real hard time.
No, really?
Yeah. Just trying to get in. I mean,
it's, you know, something new restaurant. So food, Disney. So I'm sure they are going to be very difficult to get the reservation. So make sure you call 180 days out and call first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time.
And the last little bit of news, Blair Underwood has been added to the Candlelight Processional. So he's the latest addition. There's still 1 week to be announced. And so keep looking for that.
Sounds good. So you guys excited about taking our tour of Animal Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is only going to take about 5.5 minutes.
All right. A little bit longer.
Okay, so Animal Kingdom is basically just a park that's kind of based around animals and their environment and where they live, all that stuff, right? So let's start from the beginning of the entrance of the park and work our way through.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to keep in mind about Animal Kingdom is the closing early during the day. So if you're going to get there, you get there early enough to see everything. And then also get there early enough and you might be able to see some animals before the actual park becomes about 150,000 degrees in there, right? Because it's like a greenhouse.
Yeah, pretty much. So much foliage and trees and stuff, it does get very, very humid and very warm.
So
and it's a rain magnet.
It is. A
storm magnet.
It is.
Every time you get there, it rains. You hear, you know, vacation. What rain did it? We were at Animal Kingdom and it rained. And it rained. It always rains in Animal Kingdom.
So it can be a little bit difficult or a little bit long to get to the Animal Kingdom because it's more of isolated area.
It is. Of all the parks, it is kind of more isolated out the western side of the property. But it's still not too far. But, you know, easy access by bus. So the only thing I wish for those who stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge or the villas, you know, I wish they would, you know, make a path from there to Animal Kingdom. That'd be nice to do. I know it's not as close as you think. Still, it's in relative proximity. You would think that they would have some type of pathway that leads from that from Animal Kingdom Lodge to the park.
Like, I don't know the proximity of the Animal Kingdom to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Is it, how far away is it? I mean, so you got
a car, it's 5 minutes.
So if you're walking,
I mean, it's probably less than, it's probably like a mile or two from him, just really. Because you just go over the bridge, and as soon as you go over the bridge there, we turn to the right to go into the park and go to the left, and you keep on going up. As soon as you basically top of the hill, come down to that next stoplight, and as soon as you go through, that's where the gate for the Animal Kingdom properties is now. Not too far away at all.
So a path that would go through there would actually be nice. I didn't know it was that.
I mean, I would think it'd be, you know, a 10-15 minute walk from the gate to the lodge.
That's not bad at all.
It's not too bad. I mean, I wouldn't think it'd be too much more than walking from, say, Boardwalk over to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, that's about a 15-minute walk, so it's not.
Well, then that's not bad at all. That's a good idea. They should listen to you and.
Something interesting. So.
Do you want to take the entrance to the park?
What I like about this park is at the entrance, you know, you go get there early in the morning before the park opens. This park seems to have a lot of characters before you get through the parks, even before you get through the security checks and the ticket, ticket booth area. You know, so you can always, you're standing waiting in line for the gates to open. You got little kids, restless, excited, wanting to get in, but they offer a lot of opportunities with meet and greets for the characters.
Yeah, usually it's like Rafiki or Timon, that kind.
Some of the like Baloo.
Baloo, yeah.
And the bears and stuff. You know, they're animals. You don't see that, you know, quite as much at, you know, some of the other parks as you do. But it's always, every time we've been there early in the morning, they've always provided that.
Now, do they have a rope drop or a vine drop in the morning when you can go in there? And I know in the last episode in Magic Kingdom, you said you went to the rope drop and they actually have people that go back, drop the rope when the park's open. Have you been there early enough to see the...
We haven't been to that one because usually our touring plan is when we're staying on property, we'll go to Boma and get an early breakfast. And by the time we get through breakfast and get over to the park, it's usually, it has just opened, so.
Which is an excellent breakfast, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
So at some point we'll be doing restaurant tours and reviews of restaurants, but, you know, we like Boma's a very good breakfast, but we have not done a actual rope or vine drop at Animal Kingdom. I'm sure they probably do the same thing as, you know, they may do at the Magic Kingdom, but we've personally not been there.
We'll never get there again.
Yeah, and again, we'll never see a rope drop at any park. Ever.
So once you get into the entrance, you get all checked in and stuff, you can actually see, I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
Rainforest
Cafe. So that's on the left. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep on going straight, and then you enter into, I guess it's, you start the Oasis, right?
Right.
And so there's stroller rentals on the...
On the right
side?
It's on the right side, where you have the strollers. And to the left is like guest relations, customer service as you go into the park.
And the bathroom.
And the bathroom.
And the dirty diaper that's probably still sitting there that we saw the last trip.
For the manners portion, don't change your baby's diaper and leave it laying in the on the ground.
Put it
in a trash can.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the nice groundspeople in nice white suits don't like to bend over and pick up a dirty diaper.
Yeah, it's just not.
Even though it was all wrapped up in a nice little ball.
It was also raining that day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not very hygienic.
There's only so much that thing can absorb. All right, so we get into the Oasis part of it, and there's a shop on the right. But really, this isn't like a traditional park where, I mean, when we go through the other parks, there's like Magic Kingdom has the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You have this long linear line right in front of you that leads you to something.
Right.
Hollywood Studios does the same thing. Epcot kind of does the same thing, too.
Right.
Animal Kingdom does not. It's
no.
Almost like you go when you see the tree, big tree of life in front of you. But then you have to veer to the right or to the left.
Right.
Well, you kind of have to go around the Oasis to the right or left and then go up and over the bridge. And then there's the big tree of life.
Yeah, there's the big reveal. So there's something in kind of in the way.
And the tree of life, I think it took like 3 years to build. And each leaf on the tree of life, it is actually 2 feet long.
Oasis is a good place to, and there's benches and stuff. So a lot of people get tired of walking. It's a good place to meet your party after a day at Animal Kingdom to meet back with. You know, and there are hidden treasures in there, lots of different places for animals, animal pens. So you can see lots of, you know, different animals and some environments. A lot of times you'll have a cast member out there, they'll be feeding the animals. Some of that happened one time to us about one of the pens had a stork. So I kind of walked over and watched them. And that's how they actually do some of their conservation stuff. And they were doing, you know, testing. They were basically waiting, taking away of the stork. So they would feed it, but then we had a train to step on this. It's like, it looked like a rock, but they said on that rock they had like a scale. So they had trained it, or, you know, tricking it to come over and feeding it. They wouldn't feed it until it stepped upon this rock. Well, under that was a scale so they could, you know, take a reading. But, you know, they'll sit there and talk to you about it. You know, something that's, you know, everybody wants to get to the park and go and rush, but, you know, if you haven't been there, you know, take your time to explore some of those little areas there around the oasis. Very nice.
Now I'm thinking about a trip that I took a long time ago, a couple of years ago, where they actually made me step on a rock after I ate at the Yak and Yeti. That really ticks me off.
Well, they probably record your weight and see if it, like a pre-weight and a post-weight and see how much you ate.
And then they wouldn't let me on Everest.
Oh, no.
It's awful. But you're right, though. I mean, if you're a real animal enthusiast, mm-hmm. if you really like that kind of part aspect of the whole entire park,
right.
you spend your time and you go through those. Because we can't cover every little nook and cranny in this place, because once you start to get into it,
mm-hmm.
it's not as wide open and it's not as linear. There's little, like what you said, there's little nooks and crannies and paths and stuff that you can take throughout. Mm-hmm. And there's animals that are in these paths, but you know, you're really going to have to get a map or something to find out, you know, if you want to see the duck-billed platypus with the red stripe on its back. I don't know where that is, but, you know.
Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Agent P.
All right, so let's consider ourselves over the bridge. Because you kind of got to go through a path on the right. It's both kind of under an arch, right? You kind of go underneath an arch, and then you come up and go over a bridge. And then you start to have the reveal of the land.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take a left or you want to take a right?
Take a left.
All right, hang a loogie. So let's take a left, and we're going to go past the Tree of Life, up through some little stores. There's some other little paths there that you can see animals, and then we start to get into the Harambe Village. Or do you want to take even more left and go down to Camp Minnie Mickey?
Let's go down to Camp Minnie Mickey.
All right, can't miss them first, right?
Yes. So lots of... way back in the back there, you have lots of character meet and greets.
And that's where Mickey Mouse is.
Uh-huh. In his Africa Trek attire. Mickey's in various locations throughout Walt Disney World and in various costumes. But this is where you can get, you know, his safari.
Jungle
safari trek costume. So take a look at Mickey, Minnie, and we've seen a variety of different characters. They have the different huts back there. So it's kind of shaded too. You know, take the kids back there and kind of get out of the sun sometime. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to go. But the main attraction back there is the show. Probably, in my opinion, the best show in Walt Disney World is the Festival of the Lion King. So it's one of the, I'll consider it one of the must-dos.
If you go to, especially if it's your first and if you think it's going to be your only
trip.
You have to see that show. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's almost, I mean, it's like Broadway.
Yeah.
On there. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
And the kids love it. They do a lot of audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
You're either a lion.
Before the show? During the show?
You're either a lion, an elephant, a giraffe, or
a warthog.
Yeah. No. We've never been the warthog or the lion.
You're missing out.
I guess I am.
It's under a big tent, so, you know, rain's not a factor. It's a very good show.
Scheduled times during the day, too, so you'd have to look at your park map or times guide to see when they're going to show it, right?
Right.
And there are times that it gets full, too. And if you're 5 minutes after the time, they will still sometimes allow people in. They just take it kind of in a back way so you don't disrupt the show, because the show takes over the whole floor of the auditorium, we'll call it. So you can't just walk in there and sit down. It's around, so you have, like, different sections, but it's a whole... It's a round building. So you get a good seat pretty much anywhere you are.
Yeah, it's bleacher seating, so there's no backs, but plenty of places for handicap accessible for wheelchairs, ECVs.
And you have to know how to do the hand job.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they will teach you how to do it. Yeah, Morgan, I think was it the last trip or trip before last? She got picked to show our section how to do the hand job. So if you get there
every
early,
section.
Every section. Okay.
Yeah, they do, and they will sometimes pick smaller kids to come down and do a little parade. So it's well worth the time it takes to watch it. It's worth seeing.
Another little section back there, they kind of used to be a Pocahontas show, and it's kind of like a little small theater in the round, outdoors type, And there are shows that periodically put on the air, get canceled or run back and forth for a little while. So, you know, check that out. That's kind of on the left as you're going back down toward the Festival of the Lion King. So there may or may not be anything in there, but, you know, they do periodically have little shows or maybe meet and greets there as well.
I've never been down there. So we get out of Festival of the Lion King. We have met Minnie, Mickey, and Donald and all the characters down there in Camp Minnie Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
We come back out, and now we're going to hang another left by the Tree of Life, and we're going to go into Harambe Village, which is Africa. And really, the outside of this, I mean, just the buildings and the atmosphere really reminds you. I mean, I've never been to South Africa, but, I mean, it takes you to a different place, right?
Yeah. So, it looks African.
Yeah, and they have, people playing drums there sometimes. They also have drums that kids can play on. Sometimes you think that they're professionals, but they have a little shows that they, you know, like they do in all parks at Disney. They just put the people out on the street and they do a little show for you and then they leave. So it's kind of neat.
There's shops there. There's some restaurants there for quick service.
Tusker House is there, which is a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to Tusker House. Have you guys been?
We haven't either.
I hear it's really good though. And then also back there is the safari.
The headliner in that is the safari ride.
Yeah.
That's a must do for anybody that's visited that park first time or been many times, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We usually head to that first.
That could be a fast pass thing though if it's really busy because that thing kind of gets chalked up back there pretty badly,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's something that you want to do really early because
the animals are more active.
Yeah, the earlier and the cooler the weather is, the more active the animals are going to be. If you're going in the afternoon and it's 115, those animals are going to feel just like you do.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And if it's raining just a little bit, they're still more active than they would be on a hotter day.
Yeah.
So.
And even too, I think last time we rode, it was pouring the rain.
It started in the middle of the safari.
Right. The first part of it was dry, but then the end of it is pouring the rain. So, you know, animals, they more.
And of course,
they have natural rain.
We're in the back seat of the safari car.
Yeah, right. And so, I mean, the
just kind of.
The thing turned from a bus type vehicle into a boat pretty quickly.
Yeah. But still, we didn't get too wet.
No.
You didn't.
I did, of course.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Mr. Dry.
Yes, sir, yeah.
Were you wearing like a squeegee that day or something?
squeegee
pants.
Yeah.
To go a little bit deeper into it, I think this ride is meant for anybody that wants to ride it. I don't think there's any kind of height or any kind of age restriction on it. You can go in and do it, and I think it's a ride for all ages.
It is.
It's a little bumpy.
Yeah. It's bumpy. They don't let you see 3 or 4 year olds on the outside.
Right.
You have to see them in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Which is good because you will bump off your seat.
Yeah, there's some big potholes out in the Savannah.
They'll actually stop the vehicle when you're in transit, right? So it's driven by a person that's independent of like a track or anything like that.
Right, it's actually a ride vehicle, so they're taking different paths. So
you can go down there and they speak to about the animals. They speak to the animals.
They
can see an alligator and speaks back to them.
Yeah.
Hey, you speak alligator too. It's awesome.
Must be a married thing.
But you can see animals like, they have a lot of like wildebeest type animals. They have rhinoceroses, which is your
black and white rhinos.
Yeah.
Hippos.
Yeah, hippos.
And if you're lucky, you get to see the lions. And sometimes they're moving, sometimes they just have their head up. And sometimes you actually get to see the cheetahs.
Oh, I've never seen them.
Sometimes you can find them and sometimes you can't because they hide really well.
Well, they're cats. They tend to sleep. Just like the lions.
Yeah, the lions are pretty hard to see most of the time. We've seen them.
They always have a male lion. He's usually asleep. But several times we've been on this ride, he's been awake. And
the female lion's been up too. Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the stick propping up its head, though. Like it looked like it was out there commanding something. And there was I think the Imagineers put a stick under its head and just twisted it back and forth, looking like it's going to look out the across the Savannah.
They are changing, I think, adding a new section to this ride. I think you're going to be seeing more zebras coming to the ride as well. So that's been some construction and refurbishing there. So.
Yeah. And the giraffes.
Giraffes, yes.
That's pretty neat because they get pretty close to the vehicle. mm-hmm. that you're riding in. So that's kind
of
neat.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll have to stop the vehicle, let the animals pass in front or beside you. You can take your video cameras and pictures and cameras. Take your video cameras and cameras. Yes, to take pictures. Exactly, and then once you get back home, watch your video. Maybe jumping and jarring around a little bit, so make you.
But the it used to be a story when they would go through the safari, and it would be like a plane that was supposed to be above you, looking out for poachers, and you were Simba One, and you were looking out for the little red or whatever. That's the one they're taking out. The one where
last time we rode it, they didn't have that. They took it out because they said it scared kids.
The butt of the elephant scared the kids?
Well, I guess the fact that someone had stolen the baby elephant scared the kids.
The poacher story.
I got you. Okay. Oh, another trick is to put peanuts in your pants, and all of the animals will come and see.
Kids, if you're listening to this, please disregard that last remark.
Not circus peanuts, regular peanuts.
Don't feed the animals.
I'm just joking. Gosh. All right. So we get off the Kilimanjaro safaris. We're going back through an exit, right? And the exit actually exits out into places where there's more animals.
Hey, speak. I wasn't there. Okay, so there's a gorilla. Like, right when you go out of the safari, there's a gorilla. When it's raining, he's sitting in this little thing by a waterfall.
Wasn't he, poking his stomach and
his belly button. He was jiggling his finger in his belly button. Then what happened, Hannah?
He puked in his hand, and then he ate it.
But it was raining, so he couldn't go out to get food. He didn't want to get wet.
But you have to kind of go over and look for this gorilla.
Yes.
You walk over, there's a wall, and you have to kind of look over the wall to find the gorilla, but he's usually where you can see him. And
is that where they got the name for the restaurant, Yak and Yeti?
Maybe.
That's nice. It's a big silverback gorilla, and can be very comical.
Shouldn't miss that one though, either. Don't blow past that one.
No, yeah, I mean, let's go see it once and go.
Because a lot of people do blow past it.
Right. You don't. And like I said, if you don't really know it's there, sometimes you can easily.
Yeah, there's
skip
no
it.
Big sign that says gorilla over here.
Yeah, gorilla
you
here.
You kind of just have to go over there and be curious as to what's over that ledge,
and
then you find it. There's been sometimes two of them over there.
Mm-hmm. Or if you keep those peanuts in your pants, they'll come see you.
Yeah.
We get out of, we get on to Africa. How are we ever going to make it through Epcot? All right, so we get out of Africa, and we can hang a left.
Let's back up.
Okay.
Going to the Pangani's Forest Exploration Trail.
Oh, that's so where more animals are.
Yes, that's where more animals. It's kind of a walking trail. You can kind of take your own self-guided tour. I know they have lots of information about animals on the path. It's very educational, for children. But if it's kind of a place you want to kind of get out of the hubbub of the park, go take those trails, get some information about animals, learn about animals. They'll have different areas and sections of the park where you can open up information things about the animals. So that's one area to go.
Well, that's just like a little safari tour thing, though. And that's kind of how Animal Kingdom's kind of a little bit designed too. Like what you were saying earlier, if you like the animals, you can find animals almost all over the place. Mm-hmm. And to another extent too, like what you're saying, there's a lot of educated people that are around there that I don't know if they know the animals so well, but you can go up and ask them almost any questions about the animal that you're looking at, mm-hmm. and they pretty much know it. It's almost—I shouldn't call it a zoo.
It's not a zoo.
But there's people around it that are almost like zoologists. Mm-hmm. That really know these animals.
Yeah, and so stop a cast member. Like I said, they usually have them around, some of the locations. So stop and ask a question. I'd be glad to tell you, more about the animal.
So what's next?
Well, we're out of our little safari, the Pangani Forest, mm-hmm. and then we get down through. There's more shops, like on the left. On the left hand side, there's kind of a large shop that we actually got ponchos at mm-hmm. the last time. Hopefully, we'll never have to go through that again. And then you can take a left through a path, almost right after it, and then that will take you around. And the cool thing about that is we actually saw the I don't know what it is, the Vine Lady.
Divine.
Divine.
She stands on stilts, and she's dressed in vines.
And you wouldn't know it if you went past her. If there's not a crowd that's around, you could probably just pass her by, because she just fits right back into the foliage really well. But if you ever do see her, catch her, stay around, she moves like a tree.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Well, a vine, I'm sorry.
Yeah. One thing we forgot to mention is Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Oh, no, we didn't.
coming out of Africa, there's another section you can go back into that. So
yeah, take a train.
Yop a train back into, basically it's a conservation area. And it's really neat if you haven't been back there. It's where they have like the zoo hospital. So periodically they'll take the animals out and give them a checkup. But you can go in and see that. You can watch the zoologists and the doctors, giving those physicals. If they have to do surgery on some of the animals for whatever reason, they're injured or something like that. A lot of times you can go through that and see. They'll have big open windows. So you can kind of watch that.
Yeah.
So that's really neat.
Do they have a petting place out there too?
Uh-huh. They have a petting zoo.
And
okay, go ahead, Morgan.
When you wash your hands, somebody takes your camera away from you because they're afraid that you're going to drop it in the water. Don't give it to them because then they'll drop it in the water.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
What animals are there to pet?
Like goats.
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 Little barnyard animals.
Little barnyard, yeah. I don't think there's pigs. I don't remember.
It's been a while since we've been back there. I can't remember what's been back there. But.
Just goats.
I think that's a one time, like, if you really like animals, go see it.
But it's
if you're
really
in the park,
a one time.
Then, yeah. So after we get out of Rafiki's Planet Watch, we're kind of coming back down through that little shortcut around the backside of the Tree of Life and heading.
So you get a good photo ops of the Tree of Life back there, too.
You can.
Got two or three places where it's very, very wide open, and, take that picture that you can use for your computer background.
Yeah, and if you've never been, make sure you look at the tree. It's not just a tree. It's got some stuff on it that's really cool to look at.
So when you're coming through that little cut through, there's not much there. I think there's maybe a couple of, little places where you can get a quick service bite to eat.
They have, specific, there's one place that serves wings, there's one place that serves,
You mean Buffalo Wild Wings is there?
Yeah.
Past that?
No, there's they're really specific little kiosks that serve certain things.
I've never eaten in one of those. Have you guys?
No, I haven't either, but I think they're just recently put in there. A lot of them are, because a lot of them are new.
You kind of start going up a hill, and then on the left-hand side, there's the Flights of Wonder. Which they call it the Flights of Wonder because we wonder why anyone would go in there. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to stay positive. It's totally stinks.
It's a bird show.
It's a bird show. So if you like
birds,
go see it. Exactly. Up the hill a little bit more, and then on the left-hand side is a wonderful restaurant called the Acme Yeti, which I think we all really like.
Yes, it's awesome. If you like...
It's kind of Asian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fried green beans.
So, Hannah, what's your favorite thing there?
Crispy honey chicken.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I think so.
What's your favorite thing there, Morgan?
The crispy honey chicken.
I like the lettuce wraps.
Mine's the appetizer chicken wings. The sweet sweet chili chicken wings.
Mm. I like those, too.
So,
you guys will just eat whatever you want.
Todd likes the fried green beans.
Fried green beans. I usually get the, I think they have baby back ribs. So
I don't get to choose for myself. You always have to order for me.
That's not true.
It is true. And then I have to eat the rest of your leftovers.
Well, thanks.
So we get out of the Yak and Yeti. And then if you go to the left, that's up near Cali River Rapids. That
right. That way in the Maharaja Jungle Trail.
If you don't want to get wet, don't go on Cali River Rapids. Because you're going to get wet.
And that's really all the ride is.
Yes.
Yeah. Is you get wet and then you get off.
The ride actually is... telling a story. Mm-hmm. I watched that on a TV show about the animal kingdom.
Really? What's the story?
Get off.
It's like how...
How wet Krista don't get.
It's like how people are cutting down trees and stuff.
Deforestation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what's that got to do with getting wet?
I guess you're going down a river.
Nat, you're going down a river and they're cutting the trees down to build things around the river.
And they're on fire, and there's so much water that's coming out you. Why don't they just redirect that stupid water to the fire that's happening?
They're on fire?
Yeah, there's people on fire. Can you see them running around?
That would make the rides more exciting.
His name's Callie, and he's on the fire.
And he's trying to jump in the rapid river.
Now, that would make that fun. That would make that more fun. Yeah. Wouldn't it? If you had your little water gun and you could, like, put people out that are on fire. I would love that ride then. So you get off of that after you're completely soaked. And
there is a drop.
There it is. And I don't, you know, I've seen people from, you know, older people and very young people. I guess it's meant for everybody, but there's a lot of bumps and it's kind of fast. And like you said, that one drop, I don't know if you're.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a height restriction. It is, you know, for small kids and maybe, you know, not for them.
Yeah. Or if you just don't want to have your shoes soaked and your whole body soaked for the rest of the day.
I mean, if you don't want to get wet, you know, wear a poncho. You see people all the time wearing it. That's kind of what we alluded to in the news. You know, they are offering lockers. So, you know, when it's an August in Florida and 100-degree day, you know, it's good to get on there. You will dry out pretty fast.
But your shoes will get wet whether you wear a poncho or not.
Yeah. And you still get wet even though you wear a poncho.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we wore a poncho last time. Well, I think I did.
It's not a guarantee.
Well, yeah. I did too.
And so. We got soaked.
Yeah.
Still.
But yeah, you see people out there that are drenched to the bone.
Yeah.
So
that would be Kristen.
Yeah, that would be Kristen.
And myself.
So. Yeah, if it's hot and it's almost like Animal Kingdom must be the closest part of the Earth to the surface of the sun, because I swear that part gets to be about 500 degrees in there. I mean, it's bad. So if you, like what you said, if it's that hot, you might want to go on there and get soaked off. So once we get off Cali River Rapids and we head out, we take another left, and we go down around some more shops, and then we start to be presented in front of us Everest.
Well, you missed the jungle trek.
No, I didn't.
Back up to the Maharaja jungle trek. It's interesting. They have, it's where you can go see more animals.
That's where they got tigers, right?
Tigers.
And stinky birdhouse.
That's where the bats live, too.
Where the bats live.
The big fruit
Christian
bats.
Really doesn't go there.
Those bats are huge.
Oh, yeah. But you have to go through that to get to the tiger.
It's dark in there, isn't it?
You have to go through it to get to see the tigers. It stinks.
Really bad.
Really bad.
You know that's what they make mascara out of.
Bats?
That's why I don't use mascara.
Ew!
Sorry.
Dang it, you mean I'm rubbing that on my eyes?
No, Hannah and Morgan are, and so am I.
I got mascara. All right, so we're out of the...
We're past the monkeys. I forget the monkeys.
See, I don't know what's down there. I don't know.
No, when you come out of Cali River.
Oh, yeah.
Between there and Everest, you have the monkey.
It's on the left, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So that can be pretty entertaining at times, too, right? Monkeys all flying around.
Yeah, I think that's not necessary to watch monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
They can be loud, too, sometimes.
So we get out of the monkeys, rephrase that. We stop looking at the monkeys. We go down and we have the grand reveal of Everest, and there's kind of like a little water on the right-hand side, and then you start to walk up to it. And then I guess we're officially in Asia. So there's shops on the left-hand side, and you keep on going up. And then let's talk about Everest.
Me and Morgan like to ride in the front seat. This time we're going to ride in the back seat.
Yes, we are.
Because I bet the back seat is better. When you're in the front, you go... Since it's a very long train, you go down one slope, and you have to wait for the rest of the train to get up there. So you have to keep on going a little bit farther, then you go over the rest of the way, and it's not fun.
Now, this was one of both of your all's favorite rides on our favorite ride list.
Yeah.
So why again, is it your favorite ride?
It's really thrilling, because you go backwards.
Yeah. Same thing, Hannah?
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering.
You see the Yeti.
So do you guys like riding in the dark and riding backwards and all that?
You don't really care for the dark because you don't know where you're going.
I don't like the loud noises.
And sometimes in the picture, Hannah's holding her ears. Either that or trying to kiss the Yeti.
Kiss the Yeti? So riding in the dark backwards reminds me of the last time you drove down to Walt Disney World, don't you? Conquered the Yeti ride.
That's what it felt like, didn't it, Becky?
Well, it was. But this
was a rough trip.
It was a rough trip. Man, it was like National Lampoon's Vacation.
You're making her cry.
She made me cry. So this is a not to be missed, but really thrilling. It's like one of our show, if you go back to the top three thrill rides, we kind of explain it in more detail. Well themed. People that don't like thrill rides should not get on this thing. Small right. children, you should reconsider
it's,
them being on there.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. And it's a heck of a roller coaster, too.
Yes.
It's really fun, though. It's amazing.
It is really fun. You like thrill rides, you kind of on the fence about riding it, go through it, ride the thing. You'll love it. You'll probably ride it two or three more times that day.
Right.
Fast Pass, probably something you need to get heavy days because it gets packed up. Yeah.
And, like, I think you should go through the line because it's really, like, you get more of the story if you go through the line because, like, it says, like, people are trying to research the Yeti and stuff and you have to, you don't have to, but you can give offerings to the Yeti, like little coins you can flip. And I actually got one of my coins into one of the little cups.
I figured out why they're giving offerings to the Yeti. And why they're trying to discover the Yeti. They're trying to figure out why the thing doesn't move. And they're trying to take donations to fix it. So once you get out of, anybody else got anything about Everest?
I'd say the same thing Hannah did. The part before the ride is really cool.
Yeah, queue.
Yeah, it is queue.
The two separate queues. They have a fast pass queue and the normal standby queue. And they're real, very different, but still very well themed, and that's a major point of that ride is the queue itself. When you get some of the treasure they've brought back from Nepal and stuff like that, so very interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
The newer rides at Disney World that they've done, but still very well themed.
Well, do you want to take us to Safari Village in Dinoland, USA?
Sure. As you come across, get out of Expedition Everest, make a right, and keep going on around, and go over the bridge. Over Discovery River, and the next thing you'll come to is a big building where they have another show dedicated to Nemo. It's the Finding Nemo the musical. Like hand puppets, kind of a sound stage or kind of a stage show involving puppets and live people.
Is it like the Little Mermaid?
Kind
of puppets?
No,
you can actually see the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would say more like a ventriloquist kind of thing. So, each person is assigned a character, if you will. And so, they're going through a dialogue, but they are actually controlling the movements of the puppets, if you will. So
It's not Lion King caliber at all.
And Ariel's better than that.
I mean, it's something to do, something to check out. There'd be other rides I'd put, way ahead of it or shows. But, if you're there, want to stay in Animal Kingdom for a full day, I think that'd be something that you would want to check out. I have seen a few times we've been there, the lines can get long. There's limited shows per day. So I think it's a little bit longer than the
Lion King.
The Lion King show. Well, we'll be lined up to get in, but something to do.
Well, do you think that since they have Nemo in 3D that they'll actually throw the puppets at you when you're sitting there in the show?
They might. That would make it exciting.
A real fish?
A real fish out at you.
Yeah.
It's, you should see it maybe once, but.
Well, it's very artistic. I mean, what they can do, the people can do with the movements of the puppets and, they're mouthing the words.
They did have one really good, really talented singer. He was pretty awesome in that show. I don't know if he's still there, but.
Yeah. It's been a few years since we've seen it, so we haven't been back in a while. So
if it's your one and only time, would you recommend it?
No.
I'd skip it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I was going year after year after year, I would see it once.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so then we move on to Dino Land.
Yes. Attractions for the small children. You'll have the Boneyard.
Which little kids love to go.
And parents hate. Because you always wanted to go there, and my mom would be like, that's just a waste of time. Let's go do this.
I don't have the patience for it. A lot of parents do. It's just like a big playground.
Yeah, just for kids to blow off steam.
It's a big sandbox with bones in it.
There's also some carnival games there.
Over there. Yeah,
where you can win some stuffed animal or something.
Dinosaur stuffed
animal. And then they have the
Triceratops Spin. It's kind of like similar to Dumbo and
Aladdin carpets.
Yeah, magic carpets to Aladdin. So it's a spinner ride. You go around and around and around.
And they got the primeval world, right?
Primeval Pearl?
Yeah. I'm noticing a pattern.
Yes.
Like, okay, where Dumbo used to be, and then you have the teacups right beside it. So you got a whirly puke ride, and then you got another whirly puke ride.
Yes.
Well, I figured if you're sick, you might as well stay sick and go right on to the next ride, and that way you only get sick one good time.
One good time, just
the primeval world might look tame to people, but it spins and it jerks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all basically a roller coaster, you know.
And if the wait time is 30 minutes, pass it up. It's not worth it. It's not.
Really? The girls rode it last time by themselves. We let them.
It was literally like a minute long.
I thought you guys liked that ride. Hannah, you like that.
I love it. I love it, but it's really short. It's not worth a 30-minute wait.
Because it's not a long ride, is what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
But if you get motion sickness, do not ride it.
Dinosaur is the headliner in this area in Dinoland, USA. So it's a indoor ride, special vehicle that Disney, like Imagineering, designed specifically for this ride. So speeds up, real herky jerky. It's really dark, really loud.
But it jerks a lot too. Yeah. It beats you pretty bad.
Yeah.
And at the end, there's a huge dinosaur that comes towards you.
Little kids love.
So those little kids could be scared because
moms could be scared.
Moms could be hurt because it is so bouncy.
But it takes you in time back to the dinosaurs. So, well, once again, I think it's well themed. Kind of go into the pre-shows a little bit, like a kind of like museum type atmosphere. You're going into the replica of Sue the dinosaur. Then you can board your transportation vehicle back to the dinosaur times.
Would you do it? Like, if that was your only time, would you do it?
I would.
You would.
It's been a few years since I've done this ride. Probably, maybe next time we'll go, I may try to do it. It's been a while.
So you come out of there and...
You run for the exit.
Basically, you're done. No.
No, forget.
So. What's the name of the last thing you want to do, girls?
Go to the bathroom.
You're not a girl.
A bug's life.
To be a bug. Yay!
Which is located where, Hannah?
The tree of life.
Where in the tree of life?
Under it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're under the big tree of life. There is a theater that houses a 3D film. It's Tough to Be a Bug. So that's a must do as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So
yeah.
for all ages, from the smallest one, even though they do say that, it can get loud and it's maybe a little dark at times and can be a little bit scary for very young kids. But overall, I think everybody has a good time.
Yeah. And the line is really cool because you actually get to see the animals that are on the tree of life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then you also get to see the big dung ball.
What?
The big ball of dung.
Oh, is that where they put all of the animal stuff out on the safari?
I guess because there's a big old ball of dung in there.
What?
Have you not seen the big ball of dung?
No.
What?
I wasn't looking for dung.
You can't miss the dung. It's huge. It's like bigger than this area we're sitting in.
It is. It's huge.
It's like 8 or 9. Just right in the entrance to the theater. You don your bug glasses, your bug eyes, and go.
Yeah. That looks really funny.
Join the insect world.
And just remember, it's tough to be a bug.
It is.
It's tough to be a podcaster.
So after that.
Just a few other things to note. They do have a afternoon parade, typically around 3:45 or so. But check your park guide time for the exact time. So that's
a pretty cool parade.
We've never seen it.
It's interesting. It's nothing like the Magic Kingdom parade.
Right.
It's pretty cool looking.
I think they, like during the holiday seasons, they kind of change it up just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's cool. And at Christmas time,
yeah,
it's really
they're
cool.
Both really neat. I would say that would be something to do.
If you can stay and make it to the afternoon in the park, maybe something to check out. I think it's Mickey's Jammin' Jungle Parade.
So, but as you're headed out, after you come out of Tough to Be a Bug, and you're heading out to the front of the park, there's two shops on either side. And those are pretty good shops to pick up souvenirs in.
Mm-hmm. They got pretty decent merchandise there that you don't find in any other
park. Yeah, I've found some surprising things in there that you normally wouldn't, typically don't see in the other places of the of Walt Disney World. So there are very good shops. And also around the Tree of Life, there's some hidden pathways you can go and explore that in areas as well.
And nobody goes down there.
Yeah. Some of them are kind of hidden and don't really know they're there.
Yeah, there's animals down in there. And
are we about the exit of the animal kingdom?
You're ready to leave, aren't you?
I tell you what, I'm using as much pixie dust on myself on this park as I possibly can.
One more thing, don't forget that they have a new attraction there. It's an extra paid attraction called Wild Africa Trek. So you can actually pay, and it's kind of like a half a day thing. You know, I think you get, you know, some food provided, but you can go out onto some of the areas of the savannah and go experience the animals closer up. I can get a, you know, harness, and you can kind of lean over and get a little close.
You see the alligators and the hippos. You can see them a little bit closer.
You go over like wooden bridges and stuff, though, too, right?
You go over a swinging bridge that's missing a bunch of planks, and but you are tethered to a harness. You can't fall.
Yeah, but there may be a weight restriction on that, and can you imagine being 1 pound over that, and then you're down there with the alligators?
Well, I wouldn't want to be that, but
I'm sure they weigh you.
They put you on a stone that has a scale.
That's what they have to weigh.
But if I was the first time going to Animal Kingdom, I would make sure that I got to do the Lion King, the Safari, Everest. You know, possibly dinosaur, if you don't have small children and you like that kind of ride, and Tough to Be a Bug.
Typically, that's a half-day park for us.
Yeah.
We go in, we go and hit the rides, and we get out. But it just depends on if you like animals a lot and you want to spend the whole day there.
Mm-hmm. I think one of our touring plans, like I said, we go, get there, we head straight back for the safari area.
No, we go to Everest. Yeah. Get the fast pass.
What we do is Daddy goes to the Everest to get the fast pass, you and I head to the safari, and then we just kind of meet.
So we'll ride the safari, make sure we get there, you know, early as you can. Like I said, the animals are typically more active in the mornings before the heat of the day. We'll get off that, go over to Everest, use our fast pass. Except if you want to do Kali, you can do that on the way, and then go back, and we typically hit
Lion King around noon.
Right, or typically we'll do Tough to Be a Bug, then we'll go to Lion King,
and then
we leave, but you can, you know, also have Dinosaur, you can look at the Finding Nemo, the musical, or if you want to go into, you know, the Primeval World, or, you know, take the kids over to Dino Land, that's kind of what we do, then shop, and usually, after we shop, we head out.
So. Yeah, and I mean, if you're going for your first time, you set the whole day aside to be at this park, you can start, I mean, you can fit much more in. I'm just saying.
We've always eaten at Yak and Yeti, too.
Yeah, we eat at Yak and Yeti, too. And that prolongs the time in the park. And it's well worth it.
Yeah, very good restaurant.
All right. So, were we out of Animal
Kingdom? Get back on the bus and go somewhere else.
Go back somewhere else, huh?
Yep.
All right. So, thank you so much again for listening to our podcast. And hope you like the tour of Animal Kingdom. And the next time on our WDW one-on-one, we're going to go to Hollywood Studios. So hopefully you've enjoyed listening to this. And please give comments and feedbacks. We'll be going to our trip here in a couple of weeks. So if you have any comments or something you want us to do or avoid at Animal Kingdom, just let us know. Thanks again.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Hope all your dreams are magical dreams.